with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The New Year's celebration in New Orleans' French Quarter turned deadly early this morning. A man drove a pickup truck around a barrier and into a crowd on Bourbon Street. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says 10 people were killed, more than 30 others injured.
This man was trying to run over as many people as he possibly could. It was not a DUI situation. This is a more complex and more serious based on the information we have right now.
And the driver was armed.
This man, this perpetrator, he fired on our officers from his vehicle when he crashed his vehicle. Two of our officers have been shot. They are stable.
The FBI says an improvised explosive device was recovered as well. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, who describes it as a terrorist attack, is asking for prayer for the victims. There's no word on the status of the attacker. All of this comes as New Orleans prepares to host the Sugar Bowl college football playoff game at the Superdome later today. Also at SRNNews.com, 2025 going to be a great year, so says President-elect Trump, who adds that things are looking up for America, and for that matter, for the world.
I think a lot of progress has been made over the last 5 weeks. It's been pretty amazing when you look at what's happened. There's a whole light over the whole world, not just our country. There are a lot of very happy people.
Mr. Trump speaking last night at a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. He says he does plan to attend the state funeral of former President Carter. Wall Street, which is closed today, ended 2024 on a down note. The benchmarks closing in negative territory. This is SRN News. A final note on the 2024 presidential election.
Political analysts are trying to understand why abortion was not a winning issue for Kamala Harris. In fact, the Democratic nominee won the smallest share of women's votes for a presidential candidate of her party since 2004, as women of all stripes cast their votes for President Trump. Democrats were boldly predicting that the repeal of Roe v. Wade would turn female voters against the Republican Party forever, something that simply did not happen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria's tiny Jewish community will wrap up Hanukkah tomorrow night without ever having gone to synagogue. That's because the country's only synagogue outside Damascus was destroyed during the civil war. Syria was once home to one of the world's largest Jewish communities, numbering in the tens of thousands at the start of the 20th century. Those totals have shrunk dramatically, especially after the State of Israel was created back in 1948. Today, only 9 Jews live in Syria. SRN News. 2025 sees President-elect Trump returning to the White House, planning to secure the borders, both north and south.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells Salem Radio Mr. Trump's approach will be a complete reversal from the Biden administration, which has the U.S.'s two neighbors on notice.
He closed the southern border to illegal immigration. His threats to use economic sanctions, tariffs, and the like has captured the attention of both Mexico and Canada, and that's significant.
Within the U.S., impacted would be some 1.4 million people who have final orders of removal, with some 660,000 under supervision, either as convicted criminals or facing charges. George Williams reporting.
And asked about the Hamas captives in Gaza held after more than a year, quoting Mr. Trump, I'll put it this way, they better let the hostages come back soon. More details at SRNNews.com.